I mean, Hispanic people are just so hardworking. And yes. I like their goal is typically that. Like one of the, like you consider yourself established and successful once you have a home.
That's
so
right.
Like you.
Welcome to Real Estate Success Partner. We're your hosts, Devin Dubuque.
David Wynn.
And we're here to talk about how to have great success in every market. Today, guys and gals, Dave, you know what, brother? You brought this one on. Who do we have today?
Oh, we have the beautiful Leslie Lopez from Renton Realty. Welcome aboard.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for showing up. We are super excited to have you here. So, Leslie, you do a lot of podcasts, right? Like this is every week?
All the time. Yeah. So much experience, you have no idea. It's a piece of cake.
I had to give you a little trouble because I know the nerves were hitting in the green room.
Yes.
But no, we're going to have some fun here today.
Okay, so, thank you.
But Leslie, are you a Dallas native?
Actually, no.
Okay.
No, I've only been in the Dallas area for about 18 years now. I guess it's been a little
while. You know,
while.
I'm similar, 24 years for myself.
So, okay.
Yeah.
But no, I was actually born in Chihuahua, Mexico.
Very cool.
Yes. And
very
then
cool.
I came to the U.S. when I was 7 years old. My parents
okay.
and my two brothers. But we moved to New Mexico.
Oh, okay.
Southeastern
yeah.
New Mexico.
Yeah.
That's pretty much where I grew up. We were there same. I think I guess that's our time. It's 18 years because it was about 18
wow.
years
yeah.
that we were there before we moved. You know, we moved here to the DFW area.
I love it. I love it. Yeah, New Mexico. That's actually a really great state too. I've spent some time out there. You know, it's beautiful and you know maybe not your traditional beauty, right? You know,
no, it's not. It's
yeah.
very desert like.
It is.
It was honestly a great place to grow up.
I bet.
Really a great place to grow up. I went to school there. Went to college there. Did my university there.
Right.
And then it was after that that you know looking for opportunities. You know. We were drawn to Texas, and first moving my family moved to Lubbock because my
okay.
brothers went to school there, and then there the move with I actually followed my older brother. He's the one that came to the Dallas area.
That's
first.
Awesome.
And then here I came,
and
then
here
my
you
family
are.
Followed because we're all here now.
Yeah.
We're all here now. So yeah.
I love that. I love yeah. that. So you brought everyone. So y'all came up from Mexico.
Yes.
Went to New Mexico.
Yes.
Old Mexico to
yes.
New Mexico,
yes.
right?
Yes.
And then all of a sudden your brother says, hey. Let's go to Dallas
yes.
and or Lubbock,
yes.
Lubbock, and then you all came along.
And then we came out.
It's a family affair.
DFW.
I
yes.
love it. That's
yes.
awesome. And go back to New Mexico real quick.
Yes.
One other thing I love about New Mexico and Santa Fe, but you guys have your own cuisine there too. Right?
Oh yes, yeah.
yeah.
Actually, you know the food there is really good.
It is.
I would
it's
say
not
you know, those no you get those yeah. hatch chilies and
yes.
somebody like myself that loves you know spices.
That's right.
And, yeah. hot food, you get some good food out there.
We definitely. Could talk about that all day long, but that's a different
yes,
podcast.
That's a different story, yes, absolutely.
I love it. So into Lubbock, Texas, and then you just started real estate.
No, not at all. I started real estate 5 years ago now,
okay.
At the end of 2019. But previous to that, actually my entire career from after graduating
right.
from school, it was in recruitment.
Oh, wow.
I was a
okay.
college recruiter. Yes,
that's
I was a college
awesome.
Recruiter. It was not the plan. I majored in psychology. But you know, psychology actually applies to just about every job that
I
you can do. So
agree
it was,
with
and
you.
I use it till this day.
Yeah.
But I went to, I started my career in recruitment for this university, or the college that I graduated from.
That's awesome.
And I did that for many years. That's actually when I moved to the DFW
okay.
area. I started working for UTA. I worked for UTA for a year
oh,
for
wow,
the School
that's
of
awesome.
Social Work. And then from there, I interviewed with a pediatric home healthcare company that specialized in PTOT and speech
okay.
For kids all throughout the DFW area, and I started there in HR and recruitment. So I really worked in helping you know, college graduates start their careers with
yeah.
this company who had great mentorship, and I did that for, you know, 8-9 years
right.
for a while. And then I took a break. I stopped working there when I had my first child.
Well, and you said it right. You said helping, right? You
yes.
know, I think that might be in your nature, right, is to help people. Because one thing we know about real estate is there's a lot of helping in this industry,
mm-hmm.
right? You know, I feel like a lot of the professionals that transition over here, they're caring, nurturing people.
Yes.
And, you know, with your background
right.
and what you've been doing in healthcare and recruitment,
yeah.
you know, that's it. But you mentioned you had a baby.
Yes.
Yeah.
A 9-year-old baby now. But yes, when I got married and my husband and I had a little boy. And it was at that time that we had both talked, you know, that whenever we had our child
yeah.
in a very traditional way both of our agreement was that I wanted to be home more, you know,
that's
I wanted
great.
To be there to raise my child. So I took a break. I helped my husband, you know, run his business as you mm-hmm. know as I stayed home. A second baby came. I have two boys, a
oh,
9
boy.
And a 6-year-old. And then
watch
it was,
out
yeah yes yes so it was with my youngest boy was 1 year old that I've always had a passion for real estate. So that does go back. That does not go back to my parents. From the moment that we came to the U.S., that was a big thing. Like, my parents were a big influence to me, and they continue to be until this
day.
And they always showed us that, you know, if we left our country to come to a new country, that it was going to be for growth, and it was going to be to try to better ourselves in one way or another. And they purchased their home, like, within a year of being here. Like, that was huge. That was a huge achievement.
Absolutely.
Being able to invest in their first property right away.
That's great.
That to me was amazing. They bought a couple of other properties as, you know, time progressed.
So
that was always something, I was something that, you know, they always instilled in us. And I've had a love for real estate for a really long time. So whenever it was right, it was time that, you know, we talked and I had my little boy and I said, you know what, this is a time.
This is the time for me to
get back and do something that I really, really enjoy. So I went back, got my license, passed my test, and...
And here you are.
Here I am.
And we are so glad that you did make that decision because, wow, the things that you're doing out there right now, you know, helping people and a lot of them. So, I think we'll date that back real quick. We'll just say, sounds like your parents might have been your first mentor.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And like I said, they continue to be. They continue to be. I'm always going to be learning from them, and I'll always be their baby, so they'll always have something to say and share with us. So even when we sometimes feel like we don't need it, we need it.
Say it to mom and dad real quick. Yeah. Tell them how you feel.
Well, I'm going to tell them in Spanish.
Do it. Let's hear it. I love it. I love it.
Mamá y papá, muchísimas gracias por todo lo que me han enseñado hasta este día. Todo lo que tengo, se lo tengo que contribuir a ustedes. He aprendido muchísimas cosas y han sido una gran influencia en mi vida, y yo sé que no estaría en el lugar donde estoy y con la familia que tengo si no fuera por ustedes. Así que hoy y siempre estaré tremendamente agradecida. Gracias.
I'm feeling the love.
I do too. And I don't
get emotional here. I don't get emotional.
It's okay. You know, that's what it's all about is passion, right? Yeah. It's passion. And you're passionate about your love for your family, and you should.
Right.
They've built you to become the person that you are today, mm-hmm. right? And that's pretty special because you're pretty awesome.
Thank you.
I love that. I love that. And I'm glad that you were able to give them that moment because, you know what? They need to hear that stuff too, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
They need to hear that stuff too. That's
definitely
great. So you come over to this side of the business, and you jump into real estate and just hit it out of the park day number one.
You know what? It was amazing because I decided to start and I was so excited. It was the end of October of 2019.
Okay.
And then here comes 2020 and here I am going to just kick it out of the park, right?
Yeah.
And then COVID.
Yep.
So I'm just like,
yep. Sure did.
Unfortunately, I didn't have, you know, this successful business already established to just keep going because I know a lot of my other realtors were so successful during that time, and that was so exciting.
Well, they had a sphere,
Exactly, right?
They had a sphere.
And I quite wasn't there yet, you know, but, you know, things happen for a reason. I'm still very thankful for that year because even though it wasn't, I think I still managed, to me it was huge because I think I still managed to do like 6 transactions that year. I was so proud of them.
You should be because at a time when everybody's home and a lot of people were scared, you know, and you're still finding folks out there that are interested in buying, even though you didn't have that sphere,
absolutely. Yeah. And it was great too. So what I did use to my advantage that year is because we were home a lot, was reaching out to people, reaching out to my sphere.
Using that recruiting background.
Yes, just a little bit, I guess so. And reaching out or letting people know that I was now into this new career and letting them know and getting them pre-approved and leading them the way what we needed to do in order to be able to move forward. So it was all of that work that we all know, I guess, in this industry that you have to plant your seed today in order to see it grow later, right? So that helped me. I planted my seeds in 2020 and then my business really boomed
just
in 2021.
Just flourished.
So I really saw the difference.
Well, and let's take that back because you just dropped some wisdom out there, you know, and effectively what you said was I reached out to the people in my sphere and I let them know what I do.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
Now let's talk about that because we're all victims of this. And in fact, David and I, we actually just recently kind of had a wake up call. We do the podcast all the time, but we forget to tell people we do loans. And, you know, last week we actually shot a video about that, you know, but our mentor, Carl White with the Mortgage Marketing Animals, he always likes to talk about the fact that, you know, do we know who Apple is? I think we all know who Apple is, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, theoretically speaking, we know what they sell, right? We all know what they sell. They still advertise.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So if Apple is telling the world what they provide on a daily, weekly, monthly, hourly basis, and we're in the real estate market, we probably need to tell the people that we know what we do, right?
Yes, because if you think about it, I mean, you have to start planning, not just generations, but like, yeah. you know, people right now might know what you do, but like other, you know,
that's right.
The ones that are to follow, the ones that are growing up, you want them to still continue to know that too.
100%.
So, and with me, it was, I've been in recruitment for so long,
that's
and
right.
I've met many people, whether it was my university that I worked for before, whether it was a therapy company
right.
that I worked at before, whether it was a church that I go to, like everything, the sports that I play, the gym that I go to. So
yeah.
people know me in different aspects of my life, but it was important for me to, for them to also know, like, this is my new career. This
100%.
Is where I am here, and I put myself to you. If it's just to answer a question, it's
that's
not
right.
always thinking, like, come buy a house for me
yeah,
right away.
Give
no.
me, you give me your money.
No, like, you know, I've even had, you know, I help people with refinance. You know,
yeah.
I don't get
yeah.
anything out of somebody refinancing.
But you
that,
do. You do because...
It's a satisfaction.
Yeah, you do because you're helping people, and that's
yes,
who you are.
Absolutely.
You want to help people,
yeah.
and you do an amazing job at it. And at the end of the day, you know, I found that the people in this industry that truly have success, like yourself, there's something selfless about it, right?
True.
There's something selfless about it because, sure, we have monetary value at the end, but we help a lot of people.
Yeah.
We give a lot of advice for free every
yeah.
single day.
Yeah.
And we don't do it because we expect a monetary return. We do it because we're passionate about what we do and we want to help people.
Right.
And what I found is that that typically turns into success.
Yes.
Because when you're helping people and they think about, hey, I need to buy a home, they're going to think about you. Or when their family member or friend says, hey, I'm interested in doing something, they're calling you.
Right.
Because you were there for them when you didn't even have to be.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
I want to address something real quick here. You know, you said that you were a recruiter, and when you first got into the business, you made a lot of phone calls. Well, I also know as a recruiter, you make a lot of phone calls,
yeah.
50
yes.
to 100 calls a day. So
yes.
That tells me you're not scared of the phone. I bring this up because we just had another high-powered realtor
mm-hmm.
on the phone. Who's 3 years in.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she said her first 3 months, she made 150 calls a day. So people think of real estate as this glamorous, I'm just going to show houses. I'm just going to do this.
Put myself on a billboard.
Yeah, I'm going to put my billboard
on social media.
And the business
yeah.
is going to
yeah.
come. But
yeah.
Now, this is the second time that a high-level realtor has said the bulk of their business is phone work.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah.
let's talk about that
yeah.
a second, you know. How much of, I mean, I can only imagine how much contacts you make on a daily basis to do the amount of numbers that you do.
I do. I used, obviously, different methods. So it's
right.
obviously, you know, the phone or even just text. Sometimes
yes.
it's,
yeah.
it's a more passive
communication.
Way.
Yeah.
It's just establish some sort of communication, whether it's email, whether it's text, whether it's a phone call, whether it's social media.
Or all of it.
Or share. Which is the truth. It's really a little bit of everything.
It's a little bit
know?
Of everything.
You know, I
yeah.
reach different people. Like, there's people from, you know, I'll share this because this to me was one of the biggest compliments that I could have received, and it really made me feel good about myself. And it was a client. She, you know, now they're my former client that we still stay in touch with, but this was somebody that I met when I was doing recruitment.
Right.
And they found out that I was, you know, because I share it on social media.
Because you introduced it to
yes.
your sphere.
So exactly. So they knew me in the recruitment world, and whenever they reached out to me, they're
right.
like, Leslie, you know, we're considering buying a home, and we're, you know, considering you as our realtor. And
absolutely.
I said, oh, I mean, I appreciate that. Thank you. Let
yeah.
me do everything that I can to help. But one of the comments that this specific lady made to me, and she says, I told my fiance my husband who didn't know me, right?
Yeah.
She knew me, he didn't. And she said, if she's as good a realtor as she was a recruiter,
yeah.
we have got to work with her. And
yeah.
I thought, wow, like you really thought
yeah.
highly of me. Like I appreciate that because
yeah.
I think in every work or in anything that I've ever done, I've, as my parents have said, like give it 100%.
Yeah.
So I feel like I've done that, and here it is. Like I hadn't seen her in over 10 years.
That's right.
To decide to work with me because we worked together, and
that's
she
right.
thought highly of me of the job that I did then. I thought, wow, okay, I'm doing something right. I'm doing
that's
something.
Awesome.
You're doing
but
a
it
lot
really
of things right.
Feel, yeah.
You're doing
good.
But it's trust. It's trust is what you're talking
yes.
about, and trust is built in small cap promises,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the day, during that recruiting period, there was levels of trust that were built throughout
yeah.
that relationship.
Yeah.
And let's talk about that because two of the biggest expenses, we always talk about the first biggest expense was his purchasing a home.
Mm-hmm.
Second one is education,
mm-hmm.
right? And
yes.
when you're recruiting somebody, you're talking about, number one, they're trusting you
yes.
that you're leading them to the right opportunity
yes.
to educate them
yes.
so that they can have their future successes.
Yes.
So there's a reason why your name stood out, because during that process, you build her trust, you let her to the right education facility. She's probably had successes since as a result of that, and that's because of you. And that's because of the things that you do.
Mm-hmm.
and I know I tapped the table, but no, seriously, that's absolutely amazing, and I know why Dave brought it up, because again, a lot of people want to think that it's just a simple job here with what you do in the real estate world, but there's a lot of work that goes into it. A lot of that's phone communication, and a lot of that's talking to people that never, ever, ever intend to purchase a home from you, but at the end of the day, you're going to put in that work because this is who you are, and it's the service you provide, and you're building trust with people every time that you pick up that phone.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
that's amazing.
And honestly, I guess adding to that is when I do talk to somebody on the phone per se, somebody that already knows me is a little different because we have some sort of level of relationship or trust, and hopefully, you know, trust, and that's the reason we're talking. But whenever I have, you know, a new referral through somebody in my sphere, like, you know, a cousin, an aunt, a sister, brother, daughter, and they reach out to me, and we, you know, we can only do so much on the phone. To me, it's always really important as much as possible is once I get them on the phone, it's let's go meet up. Let me just show you a house, you know, and just to kind of get a feel. And it's not really so much for the property or even for the coffee, if we're going to go drink a coffee, is because I want to have you in front of me. Because
that's
my success rate, once you meet me, like, I haven't had anybody tell me no. So it's like, I want to get you in front of me. Because to me, it's like, you can really establish that relationship. Like, look at me in the eyes, and I'm being honest. I'm being true. I'm being, you know, I authentic. And to me, I think that's the biggest thing that I can do.
Well, you're bursting with life, right? You know, you've got a great big personality. And people, it's infectious, right? They want to spend time with you. So when you get that face-to-face time with them, and they walk away, they feel good about themselves, and they feel good about working with you. Yeah. You know, and it's funny because you actually are talking about one of our secrets to our success. Mm-hmm. As you know, we always do a pre-podcast call.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Why do we do that? Because we want to build that relationship with you up front and make sure that you're somebody that we want to work with and that you want to be on the show too, right?
Yeah.
We want to make sure this is going to be great for everybody.
Yes.
And I think Dave and I like to toot our own horn sometimes, and you know, we know we're pretty fun to hang out with too. So.
You really are, actually. You really are, yeah. I got to know you in that pre-call. Yeah. I'm like, okay, this is really going to be fun.
Yeah. Yeah, we like to have fun with this thing. So let's roll back here a little bit. So we know you're with Rendon now.
Yes.
But is that where you got your start?
No, I actually... right from whenever I finished got my license, I was actually with a company called JP and Associate Realtors.
Okay.
I had a really good experience.
That's
really good experience because when I started there, they assigned me a mentor, which I also feel like I will always be appreciative and thankful to him because he was great. He taught me a lot. He really let me live and actually act out and do a lot of like hands-on contracts and showings. And to me, like, that's the best way to learn for me. I've always, like, if I'm getting to do it, even if it's not my deal, but me getting to do it,
that's
the best experience.
The hands-on.
You know, a book can only take you so far, but once you're actually out there doing it, to me, it just made a whole lot of a difference. And
it's amazing.
I know not everybody gets that opportunity, and the fact that he was my mentor, you know, I will always be appreciative of it.
Well,
they were great.
I have a great deal of respect for that, too, because we have a very similar program here with the Dubuque team, and, you know, when we bring on new up-and-coming loan officers, they have mentors. Mm-hmm. In fact, Dave mentors several loan officers.
I do.
You know, and as a result of that, he's helping them build success, right? And that's really what it's all about. And then, of course, you know, you may not know this about me. You know, I have a team. I don't produce. So, you know, I mentor the folks on my team.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that's a really great way to help people become the best versions of themselves by utilizing the experiences and expertise that you have to help bring people up. So it's great that you got that experience because not very many people that come into this industry say, when I first started in real estate, I had a great mentor. Mm-hmm. You just don't hear it often, but you know which ones do say it? The successful ones.
Mm, yeah, well, and you know, that's another thing I guess I could add to that is that now that I've switched to Rendon Realty, it's a smaller brokerage. I love them. They're, you know, family owned, very family concept. You know,
I
love that. They're always accessible. But now I'm having the opportunity to mentor myself. So now which I love because it's a combination of my experience in the past and what I've done, but also a new experience to me and be able to share and hopefully provide some of the same knowledge and experience that I was provided when I started in this industry. To me, it's just so awesome and exciting to know that I'm able to potentially help, you know, and I've just started that, so hopefully I'm looking forward to being able to share more of that later.
Well,
as I start getting some in.
Yeah, that goes back to her giving heart, though, right? You know, you want to help people. So, Dave, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
That's all right. So Leslie, 5 years into the business now, you've kind of carved yourself a very niche market in real estate, you know.
Yes.
You know, I know, but the people, I want the people to know, you know, 80 to 90% of your business is bilingual.
Yes. Yes.
And that's, you have an endless, your production's amazing. So let's talk about that, with your little niche market.
Yes.
You know, what made you choose that? Why that demographic? Why do you cater?
I'll be honest with you, I almost feel like it chose me. So it's not only that I was, that's who I was catering to, but I feel like that's who was typically drawn to me. And once again, it does go back to my sphere. Yeah. I am very involved, and like I was telling you before, whether it was a gym I went to, whether it was my church, whether it was, you know, the jobs that I've had in the past, I've always been really close to people, you know, with a background similar to myself. I'm from Mexico, but I obviously work with people from like Central America and different places, but they're Spanish speaking. And one thing that I told you before, even for my parents, they knew that coming here, like they wanted to right away, like get a home, get a secure home over our
head. Absolutely.
And I know that that's something that we share as in culturally, like, like, I mean, Hispanic people are just so hardworking, and I like their goal is typically that, like, one of the, like, you consider yourself established and successful once you have a home.
That's
so
right.
Like, you work every day and you work these long hours, and you know, the wife, the husband, they work so long,
doing
whatever it takes to save so much money to be able to do the biggest purchase they can in life, and it's that
home.
That's so amazing. To me, I value that, I respect that, I lived that. So to me, it's easy to, you know, put myself in their position and be able to do that. So in working with, you know, people, you know, Hispanic people specifically, I think it's really important to earn their trust. Because, and I, you know, and I'll admit it myself, I'm also not very trusting, so it's the same thing. So I know where they're coming from. They're not just going to be look at me and be like, hey, sure, represent me, let's go buy a house. You know, you have to build that relationship.
Absolutely.
And you have to, and I, you know, I tell them even from the beginning, I said, I understand, and you don't have to trust me right away, but I want us to be able to work through that, because I want to show you that I'm on your side. I'm not here working for anybody else but you. You know, and what you tell me, it stays between us. So this is very important in being able to build that relationship, and that's important to that community.
I just want to add to that. So my team, you know, we're nationwide, but 25% of my applications that come in on a weekly, daily, monthly basis is Spanish. And I can tell you the trust factor in that, you know, is amazing, you know.
And Dave's fluent.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I'm not fluent, but I have the wonderful Jasmine Marino is fluent.
Yeah, I wanted her to get her plug.
So, you know, at the end of the day, whenever you're talking about the largest purchase of your life, you know, if English is your second language, you automatically gravitate to your first language because you want to understand. You want to be able to understand the what you're signing, everything that you're doing. And with that being said, back to the trust factor, you know, once you build that trust and once you get it, it's endless. I'll just go.
Well, because that's where the sales come from, right?
I'll just go into, you know, we did a loan for a mother, and by the time we ended up the loan, we got 8 more loans because she sent her 2 sisters, her son, and 3 other, and it was because she already vetted us out.
Yep.
It was just take care of them. Questions asked.
There's a trust
because
factor.
The trust factor is already built, which you don't get
we're
that.
We're trusting, but also very loyal.
Yes.
So it's like you do us right.
We're coming back.
You know, we're coming back, and everybody that we know is coming back.
Yeah, that's I wanted to address.
There's
that.
There's your secret.
That's my secret.
There's your secret. We talk about this too. Is, you know, most of the documentation that's out there for real estate is only in English, right?
Yes.
And you know, we know there's some programmings out there for the loan side. They're working on translating the documents all having the ability to be bilingual, right? Which is great. We love it. We need to make them multilingual, but we are working on that, and we will see application systems come out this year that are Spanish. Intake application system, which is awesome and very well needed. But I think that's the same side on the real estate side, right? A lot of that documentation is in English, and then to understand the translation from English to Spanish, that takes a special person that can read those financial documents and understand those terms and relate it back. That's part of where that trust comes from.
Oh,
right?
Absolutely. And it's I do not take that lightly. I tell them, and I tell them, to me, it's something very important. Like, you know, we've lived it. I bought my home myself. You know, one thing I go back to my family. But going through that and knowing that you're in a lot of part, I know they're relying 100%
on me. What am I
me.
Signing? I
what
can't
am
read
I
this.
Signing?
Yeah.
And to me, I don't take that lightly. That's very important. Like, I would never advise somebody incorrectly to sign something life away, and they don't know what they're signing, and they don't understand the consequences. And I feel like that's something we can all definitely improve on, to be honest. But I do take that to heart, because whenever I talk to my clients, I like to elaborate and mention, and I tell them things 20 times, and I said, it's okay. It's not your job to memorize this. It's my job. But I will make sure that you know what you're signing. and I will make sure that you know if there's any consequences, if there's any risks, if there's anything that could put anything that you're doing in danger, I will make sure you are aware of that. Because to me, it is something.
It's important.
And I love and I appreciate and I value the fact that they're trusting me with that.
Yeah.
Well, it's not something you just take lightly.
I think it's very important, even though I do not speak Spanish, because Jasmine does, I've realized that, you know, we're in Texas, there's a lot of Spanglish. What we call that is, just because you can communicate doesn't mean that you speak the language.
We have a melting pot of immigrants that have come here from not just Mexico, but from Central America, as you mentioned in the pre-podcast. And as a result of that, you've got a lot of different dialects.
Yes.
So it is Spanglish, right?
Yeah, it is. And so what I've learned is that sometimes, unless you can speak, write, spell the language, some of the words don't translate, especially mortgage terminologies, into Spanish. If you're trying to,
let's put it out there to the American viewer, right?
Yeah.
Who's grown up writing and reading and learning to speak English, right?
Yeah.
Now let's talk about having you make your biggest purchase, right, of your life, and it's all documentation's in Arabic.
Mm-hmm.
How's that feel?
No.
That's pretty uncomfortable.
It's scary in a way, honestly.
Yeah,
it's a little scary.
It is. And I don't think most people think about it like that.
Right.
You know, but when you take a step back, that's how the majority of the Spanish community mm-hmm. does look at it, mm-hmm. is how do I trust these documents? Mm-hmm. I don't know exactly what they say, mm-hmm. and they need somebody like you mm-hmm. to guide them through that process and help them have a clear understanding, and that's what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's amazing. I love it.
Thank you.
I love it. So the secret weapons, right? That's what we're pulling out here today.
Yes, absolutely.
So, awesome. So, you know, let's go back through that. We know you're having tremendous success, but we always love to ask this question. I think we may have already answered it, but what's your real estate superpower?
Well, I think, honestly, to me, is one of them, I would say, and I don't know if it's considered a superpower or not, but I would say is I feel like I have this way of being able to read people. So it's one, that's why it's being able to meet somebody in person is really important, because I feel like I could, I mean, you know, we might speak Spanish, but we don't necessarily come from the same background. We don't, you know, we weren't grown up the same way. We weren't raised the same way. We all might have different beliefs, but to me, being able to, you know, see that person that's in front of me, understand where they're coming from, see what they want, what's important to them, what's valuable to them, and being able to use that then and translate it into finding like the right match or the right, you know, what it is that would be their ideal situation.
That's right.
And also not understanding that, you know, with it sometimes comes a lot of pressure, because, you know, I mean, our work
100%.
Really is, there's no guarantee. You know, you could work a lot, and then it might not, you know, end up in anything. And understanding that, that's okay, you know, but never putting somebody in a situation where, like, oh no, I've been working, now you're buying something.
Yeah.
You know, I wrote 15 offers, you're getting something. Yeah. Never, of course not, because I would never want to be put in that situation myself. So being able to meet somebody and being able to really read and see what it is that they're looking for, what's important, finding them, that is just, to me, is amazing. It's worth every blood, sweat, and tears that we put into it, because it is, you know, it's not easy work. It's hard work. But
it's not easy work. And I think a lot of people don't realize this, but I would say probably 60-70% of what we do on the loan side and on the real estate side is pro bono.
Yes.
We're not getting paid for it.
No.
You know, I don't think a lot of people realize that. You know, this is a commission industry. Mm-hmm. So at the end of the day, we spend a lot of time getting people qualified, spending money for credit reports on our end. You do things on your end that cost money, right? Marketing materials, things of that nature. You know, there's all kinds of stuff out there that we do to prepare for these things. Mm-hmm. And a lot of that's never reimbursed, right?
No, right?
You know, so, you know, I think that kind of transitions me over to this whole NAR situation that's coming up, right? And why should the buy-side agent, you know, be compensated? And, you know, there's no question about why the buy-side agent should be compensated. The amount of work that goes into helping somebody with that transaction, leading them to the right home,
right?
Helping them have the comfort to know what they're doing and signing is acceptable, making sure the properties are actually great properties for them to purchase in good condition.
Right.
Those are the values that realtors bring, and that's just a short list. I could literally sit here and spend an hour just talking about all the value benefits that the realtors bring to the table. There's no reason for us to even be having this discussion. It's on the table, unfortunately, but the reality of the situation is the buy-side agent should be compensated, right, in this industry.
You know, I do use this example a lot, because it's like, do you really want to go, you know, if you're ever called into court, do you want to show up without a lawyer? You don't want to do that. You want to have representation.
That's
you
right.
want somebody that's going to look out for your best interests.
Absolutely.
So it's the same thing when you're going to buy a property. Like, you want someone that's looking in for your best interest,
yes.
you know? if the you know, the seller has their agent, your buyer has their agent, you want someone that's loyal to you, and they're going to look out that you're going to get the best deal, the best home for the best price, and all, you know, everything is covered. You know, they're dotting their I's and they're crossing their T's. I mean, you want that to be there for you. You want to have that person that's standing by your side, and I think that's extremely important.
Last time I looked, the paperwork you signed to purchase a home isn't one document.
No.
No. There's hundreds of pages of documents that go into this thing. And if you're not getting the proper support to understand what you're signing, which goes back to what we're talking about with the language barrier, right? You may be putting yourself in a position where you've signed away to something that's not in your best interest. No. And once you walk away from that transaction and it funds, that's your situation.
You know, it's crazy that you mentioned that, because unfortunately there's also situations when, you know, and it seems to be a lot of people from, you know, my Hispanic community that this has happened to, and I've been exposed to it as
it's unfortunate.
And it's very unfortunate. Where they do go through a process without representation and they end up, you know, taking advantage. You know, and that's the reality.
And that goes back to that trust factor, right? That's where the lost trust starts, right? Yeah. And then where the trusting begins is once they talk to you.
Yes, absolutely. I would hope that's the case.
Absolutely. Yes. Well, we know it. We know it. Again, and we go back to, we've seen what your sphere looks like. You do a lot of business, and you've got a lot of people out there that look at you as the expert in the industry, and they should, because you're guiding people, you know, with confidence, and you're helping lead them into their homes with amazing support. So thank you.
Well, no, thank you.
No, no, no. That's, thank you.
You're making me sound great.
You are great. What are you talking about? You are great. That's, you know, that's what we were on. I told you before, you got to take your humble hat in here, because we are going to talk about how amazing you are, and you just got to take it. So
thank you. I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Much.
Absolutely. So one segment we always like to talk about, and we kind of started off with it, but you know, we talked about your parents and your family. Mm-hmm. What about your own family? What's home life look like when you're not out there helping people with homes?
I mean, that's my whole life. So I told you I have two boys and I have an amazing husband.
That's right.
And I'm actually a homeschool mom. So both of my
boys. Oh, boy.
I know.
Oh,
that, that was never really the plan. You know, things happen.
Can you homeschool a couple more? I would love to take my kids out of public school.
We got an option over here.
Well, we do have, so we've been homeschooling them both, the ninth grade and a ninth grade, 9 year old and my 6 year old. And it's, so obviously even then, my husband and I really have to be on the same page.
Absolutely,
so
there's none about
we
that.
We have to be partners in this, and that's good. I have a great partner. He's amazing. He's amazing dad. He's amazing provider, you know, for the years that he was a sole provider. And then now that I'm in this industry, we really work together, not just in raising our boys, but being available, so flexible. Because, you know, I do the majority of my work, you know, a lot of it is on the phone and on the computer and writing offers and all of that. And I do that all for my home while I'm there with my boys. Yeah. But then there's times whenever it's me coming out to do showings, me coming out to do a networking event, or coming to do a podcast, and, you know,
and
somebody
dad's
needs to
swoop in
with the boys, and he swoops in and he's there, you know, he's there with them as well.
Well, he'll probably watch this. What would you say to him if you were here, you know?
Okay, well, we also talk to each other.
Do it. Let's go. Let's do it.
He's both like, okay. Wedding chief, that's what we call ourselves, but lo quiero mucho, aprecio mucho todo lo que hace por nosotros, por nuestros niños y por mi familia, y siempre estaré agradecida. Usted sabe cuánto lo quiero y cuánto valoro todo su apoyo, y no podríamos haber llegado a donde estamos ahorita y lo que nos falta por lograr, primeramente Dios, si no nos hubiéramos encontrado el uno al otro. Así que estoy muy agradecida, lo quiero mucho, quiero muchísimo a mis dos niños, que siempre nos apoyan y nos echan porras, y espero todo lo que podamos lograr más con la ayuda de Dios, primeramente. Lo quiero mucho.
I love it. I love it. That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, I love for you to be able to share that moment, too.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
He's here with us. He just didn't know it. He didn't know it.
No, he doesn't. Yeah, I have no idea. So he sees it.
Don't tell him.
No, I won't.
I want it to be a complete surprise, okay. Right? So let's let that pop up then. So that's awesome. And, you know, again, it just shows, you know, your level of success, because you're not just taking that heart that you have to help, you know, others out there. You're taking care of your family. Mm-hmm. You're helping your boys become successful. Mm-hmm. and you're there with them every step of the way. And, you know, they're going to look back years from now and go, wow, you know, look what mom did for us. Mm-hmm. You know, look what dad did for us, man. Mm-hmm. You know, so, and I'll bet with the investment side of the industry, you know, you're probably going to help them get themselves set up with some real estate investments early on, mm-hmm. So they can find generational wealth behind the wealth that you're creating as well.
Which is part of our plan. That's part of our plan. And even with the little ones right now, like they, you know, they know I'm about to walk out the door and they say, mom, are you going to go do a show? And I said, yes. And like, go get a contract.
Yes.
Like, thank you. Like, go help them find their home. And I'm like, oh, it's so
guys, you heard them. You better make that phone call ring because the boys said, mama's getting contracts today. So let's make it happen.
You know, the older one, Ayrton, my little boy, he's been, he's gone with me to, you know, when we do a couple of walkthroughs or a couple of showings, and he just to see, you know, what it is that go to work with mom.
What's mom do?
Yes, when I'm home.
I hear you at the house.
Yes, you know, and he hears me one day. It was really funny. I have to share this story. It was really funny because I was, I mean, obviously I do a lot of calls and stuff at home, and then one day we were talking, and he said, so what's going on, mom? What do you have to do today? Are you did the house appraised? And I thought, what do you mean? He's like, oh, what? Did they already do the inspection? Have you written the contract? You
know, let me get his number.
When's the option period? And I'm like, kid, where did you get all this information?
He's gonna be a killer.
Yes,
from you, mom.
Yeah, you know, you don't realize that, but like I said, I've always said this: like little kids are just little sponges, and they're taking in everything they're doing, good or bad. So it's always important to be, you know, a good example, and that's one thing that I do take to heart is in helping my families.
Yeah.
Like, I want to do something that they're going to be proud of me for.
I love this.
Will only do things that I know that I would want them to do the same.
Yeah.
You know, and I take that to heart with every single deal, client, person that I meet, that, you know, I have to be the best version of myself because I'm reading two little mini-me's that I know are going to watch. And I want them to be proud of their mom, but I also want them to feel like, oh, you know what, they can do the same, and I'm going to be so proud of them because I know it's an example.
I already see a TikTok video with your kid in the background acting out a scene with the
bar.
How did
you know? Like, yeah,
That's your new social platform. I love it. That's going to get way more views than us. That's so much fun. I love that. I love that.
Yeah.
Man, wow. I feel like I know your family having you here. So
yeah,
that's awesome. Well, Dave, you know, anything you want to ask before you know, we get to the end of this thing?
No. We always ask a question. So, you know, 5 years in the business in real estate. What's the one transaction or the one moment that you're most proud of, or the reason why you're in real estate that you said? I know there's several, but I want one. So,
okay, well, okay. I'm gonna give you your one and add one more.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
I have two. I have two, and they're important to me for different reasons.
Okay.
One of them is a close friend of mine who were in the market for buying a home.
Yeah.
And this is when I had just decided to go back to school to get my real estate license.
Okay.
Like, this is, we had this conversation, and then she said, oh, okay, you're gonna get your license. And I said, yes, that's my plan. I'm gonna go to school. I'm gonna do that. She's like, okay, well, we're gonna wait.
Oh, wow.
Like, we're gonna wait. We're not gonna look. We're gonna wait until you get your license. And I'm like, here I am gonna be.
No pressure.
Whenever that happens, here I'm gonna be a brand new agent, yet I have someone who is already confiding in me and waiting to do this big purchase until I come, you know, to the market. And sure enough, I mean, as soon as I did that, they were my first client.
Yeah.
We ended up, you know, we looked at different homes. We ended up buying land. They ended up buying land so that they could build your home.
I love that.
They're close friends that later became our compadres. We baptized their little girl. So, I mean, we're linked forever.
I love that.
And we have, so they're to me a special place because they believed in me before anybody else even, you know what I mean? Like,
it's
I wasn't
magical.
Even in the industry, and they were already thinking
of
me.
That's that trust you build.
Yeah. And the next ones were my first deal ever. Just because, I mean, you'll never forget the first one that you did on your own. And it was crazy because I was showing homes to this family, to my friend, when I ran into this.
Oh, no.
this other
just randomly.
Family. Randomly. They were here from El Paso. They were looking at a listing.
What a coincidence.
Right, I know, right? They were just in town from El Paso, which was random. And they were at a property trying to access. It was an open door property, so they could go there on their own. You know, they could get on the lock hood. Well, they weren't able to open the door. I had just left the listing. I closed the door, and they walked up, and they couldn't get in.
Yeah.
And sure enough, you know,
Double showing.
I had to. I know. I was like, can I help you? They're like, well, we were trying to look at the property. And I said, okay. Now, of course, they asked the question, are you working with anybody? No, we're actually here just for the day. Wow. We're from El Paso. We're looking to relocate. He was military.
You just tripped over
and I just thought, what? I'm like, really? Does this happen? So
this is so easy.
I was like, this is how it's going to be from now on. Yeah. So anyway, I did. I went ahead and did a showing with them. They got to see it. No pressure. And I told them, if you ever need help or anything, let me know.
Absolutely.
That evening, they called me and they said, what? Can you do some showings tomorrow? Yeah. I am not kidding you. We did. They were in there for just the weekend. That was a Saturday. On Sunday, I showed them about 15 properties. No joke. 15 properties back to back that Sunday. So I was working all night to get this all scheduled. They were going to think about it and had to go home.
Yep.
They came back the following weekend. We did a total of another 30 showings.
Marathon.
We got a contract in. I was a new agent, but yet I always felt like I'm new. They're not going to pay because of my inexperience.
Yeah.
I negotiated the price. I got them contributions to their closing costs. They got approved for a military, veteran loan.
Absolutely.
VA.
Yep.
And they're in their house.
And thank you for your service, by the way.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you for your service. And thank you for, obviously, once again, trusting in me.
Yeah.
And to me, that those two will always be, because they were my first. So I love every one of them, but they were my first. And
it was a transition into, to a family friend, too.
Yes.
Right? Somebody, your compadres, right?
Yeah. And now I maintain, and I'm in touch with everybody because, that's just what you do.
It's amazing.
To me, it's like we start maybe as a client and realtor, but we do end up as friends. And I like to stay in touch with, all of my past clients at one point or another because, I just need to be there. Anything that they need, whether it's questions that are not related to real estate or related to real estate, I'm their person.
Yes, you are.
I want to be their first
call. And for good reason, And we need more people to reach out here, too, because if you can't tell, she's pretty, she's something kind of awesome, right?
What I heard from that? There's no such thing as coincidence.
No.
I believe that we all have a path and God puts things in your path. And I can tell you now, you're exactly where you need to be in real estate. This is, I can hear the love, the passion and everything else. And this is where you're meant to be.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
Well, thank you. We're honored to have you here today. So.
Thank you for having me. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah. The audience needs to hear more stories like this, because you've just got such a great story and you're such an amazing person. And just like I said, that personality just comes out when you speak. The passion's there. We love spending time with you. So this has been an honor. One thing you did mention, and I'll say this before we asked my last question. You mentioned your friends had purchased land, and I just want to put this out there to homeowners that might be looking for a property that doesn't exist. A lot of people out there don't realize that there's an opportunity to build your own home without having to spend a lot of out-of-pocket money. There's programs out there. One-time closed loans that let you finance the land, build the property, the dream home that you want, and a lot of these properties are zero money out of pocket. In fact, there's programs out there that actually let you roll up to 6 months of payments into the transaction while the home is being built. So if you are out there and you just have never been able to find the home that you want, it just doesn't exist, those programs exist, and I just want to make sure that people know that they're out there.
Hey, Devin, can I throw something out there?
You can.
We do that.
We do. Self-promotion. We do. We do
a lot of special things, but in-house.
Conventional FHA, VA, and USDA.
Construction loans is we have a proprietary construction loan that we cater. We specialize in that.
Yeah. We help build people's true dream homes, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, and not everybody does
and you
that,
connect them to
amazing.
The dream. So.
Yeah. Absolutely.
100%. Well, we'd love to have you here all day, but I know we're running a little short on time.
Yeah.
So is there anything we should have asked you today that we did not?
Honestly, I think we covered just about everything. I'm thankful. I'm thankful to you guys. I'm also thankful to all of the, clients that I have, people that I know, or that whether I've worked with you directly or you referred me, or, you think that I might be a person that you would want somebody that you know to work with. I'm just appreciative for that. And, we don't all have that. So I'm thankful.
She means it. I feel it. I feel the energy. If you were in the room, you'd feel the energy. She means that. Mm-hmm. She means that.
Yeah.
Well, when those people out there want to find you, and 100%, we know they do, mm-hmm. right? Dallas-Fort Worth mainly?
Dallas-Fort Worth
area.
Yeah. Yes.
And how do they get in front of you? What's the best way to
obviously, you can find me on social media and everything, but my best friend is my phone. He's with me all of the time, so you can call me or text me. I'm usually pretty available, to be honest. My phone number is 806- 445-3751. I have a Panhandle phone number, so it's not a 1-800-806-445-3751. And then you can also find me on social media as well.
Awesome. Do you want to give that social media real quick?
Yeah,
we'll put it in the lower thirds.
So it's Leslie Lopez underscore realtor, and that's how you can find me both on Facebook and on Instagram.
Hey, Leslie, how will we roll that back in Spanish, please?
Okay. Para todas las personas que tengan interés en comprar casa o simplemente un consejo para cómo empezar el proceso, porque yo entiendo que no siempre se está listo desde un principio, pero para cualquier persona que quiera hacer las preguntas, ¿cómo empiezo? ¿Qué necesito? ¿Cuáles son los métodos? ¿Con quién tengo que hablar? Por favor, con toda la confianza me pueden llamar. Mi número de teléfono es el 806-445-3751. También tengo acceso al Facebook o al Instagram, Leslie López underscore Realtor. Me pueden encontrar en social media. Pero por favor, con mi teléfono, un texto, una llamada, estoy a sus órdenes en todo momento. Muchísimas gracias.
Leslie Lopez, ladies and gentlemen. Leslie Lopez. Man, wow. Great stuff. Great stuff. Really enjoyed having you here today. Enjoyed the energy. It's been a great time for us. So, Dave, should we do it?
Yeah.
All right. We're your real estate success partners. I'm Devin Dubuque.
I'm David Wynn.
And if you want to check us out, come on over to realestatesuccesspartner.com. Again, that's realestatesuccesspartner.com. But if you want to check out the video version, and I think you should, come on over to YouTube. We're going to be found at the Dubuque team. Again, that's the Dubuque team. And please comment if you want to jump on the show. You can actually do that from our website. And we absolutely appreciate those 5-star reviews. So until the next time, we'll see you then.
Bye, guys.